Students in fourth grade at Crystal River Elementary School wrote these This I Believe essays to share with the community. Please enjoy.
I Believe in Patience by Nick. I believe in patience because it has helped me to stay in the moment and learned it is not always time to want to do something new. This is important because it is not always time to move on to the next thing. Maybe you, listening on this radio, are you a patient person? If not, I gotta be honest, I'm not one either. Patience is something that you can get better at. You just need a little practice. Leaning forward in my seat, I shouted with excitement, "Are you almost there, Mom? I am so excited to go to the museum," I added, jumping up and down in my seat. She gasped, "Yes, Nick, we are there." "Yay," my sister and I shouted as we unbuckled our seatbelts. We were pulling into the lot of the Denver Museum of Nature and Science. Just then, a swarm of people exited their cars too. We heard loud voices and people yelling at the traffic in the parking area. They were all getting out of their cars and rushing into the museum, hundreds of them. It took us 20 minutes to find a spot, which was 10 minutes away from the entrance. When we parked, I said, "It is so crowded," cringing in my seat. "Maybe we shouldn't come back later," said my mom, hesitating. "No and yes, because there are so many people," I conceded as my heart thumped in my chest. "Okay, what are we going to do?" said my sister, ready for a decision. "Let's come back in a few hours," I said as I rebuckled my seatbelt. "Okay, do you guys want to go on excursion for a few hours?" said my mom, picking up her phone. "Let's go," I said with a new smile on my face. We went shopping at a few stores, and we also got lunch at our favorite restaurant. We decided that leaving the museum had worked out for the best. We got something else out of the way and even enjoyed ourselves while we were at it. We returned to the Nature and Science Museum, and there was hardly a soul in sight. We pulled in the parking lot and parked right by the door. I yelled with excitement, "Yay," as I unbuckled my seatbelt, happy and content. We were now able to walk calmly toward the door with no one else rushing or pushing to get in the museum. We opened the big glass doors and it was like a sweet candy, so many flavors and things to do, all because I was patient. Because I was patient, the outcome was good. I hope to continue working on my patience. Patience is a good trait to have when you're waiting in line, on a long car ride, or just doing something super boring. In these situations, you might as well be patient. You don't have a choice. However, I do think patience helps you grow. It helps you to be in the moment. One time I was in Costa Rica stressing that we were going to be late, and on the car ride I was not being patient and I was not in the moment, so I did not see the views on the way there. This is just one example of me doing this. This is a big thing I need to work on, and I hope to improve through the years. I mean, I'm only 9. I have a long way to go. I believe in patience. I think of patience like taking the back seat of the car, putting all that boredom in the back seat, and still trying to make a good time out of it. Patience is very hard, and that's why I want to continue working on it. And I do think you could get good at it too. Even if you are not a patient person, you still can try. If I can, you can. I believe in patience because it has helped me be in the moment. This I believe.
This has been a collaboration between Crystal River Elementary School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK.